It's a beautiful song. Let's sing it, number 110 in our white books. Tonight is our prayer meeting, and so we'll have a little time of worship and devotion, and then we will go to our knees if we're able and comfortable doing so, and together we'll seek the Lord in prayer. Feel free to pray, especially, of course, we want to pray for the needs of the camp, our villagers and cottagers, and pray for our staff and pray for our guests. And then whatever the Lord puts upon your heart, if there are requests that you would like to bring to our attention, we'd certainly be happy to pray about those things as well. Pray for our home churches, our ministers, and our loved ones, family members, and so on. But when you pray, I just would encourage you, pray out loud so we can hear you. There's nothing more frustrating than to be in a prayer meeting and know somebody's saying something and you don't hear anything they're saying. And that happens quite often, I notice. So when you're praying publicly, let the public hear what you're saying, okay? And I won't be like Brother Gardner, who used to yell, "Speak up!" But maybe I'll think of some signal to get to you, okay? Because we want to hear your prayer. We want to be able to join in and say amen, and instead of oh my, okay. 110, when Jesus comes, praise God. Start with the chorus.
When Jesus comes, the tempter's pride is broken. When Jesus comes, the tears are wiped away. He takes the love and fills the mind with glory. For all is changed when Jesus comes to stay. Once sat alone beside
People know that song. We sing it every once in a while. And so they're going to sing especially loud as we sing it again. He is here. We just sang When Jesus Comes. And we look forward to him coming to us in a greater way tonight, certainly. But we also need to recognize he is here already. Praise God. And if Jesus is here, then anything can happen. And that ought to be our faith and our hope. Praise God. He wants to call out your name tonight. Have you ever noticed him do that? I've never heard him say Kenny, but I've heard him speak things into my heart that were so intimate and so personal that I knew he was speaking right to me. And I think you have experienced that as well from time to time. And the Lord would like to do that for us more and more. He knows your name. He knows everything about you. And he wants to speak into our need tonight. Praise God. And so let's sing that song. He is here. Hallelujah. He is here. Amen. Here
again. He is here. Closely hear him calling out your name.
Lord, we have come to meet you tonight, and so we recognize your presence. Lord, what a shame a meeting would be if we just sang and went through all the motions and never paid any real attention to you. But Jesus, we've come to meet you. And so as you manifest your presence, help us to take advantage of that. Help us to pay attention to you. Help us to open our ears so we can hear what you have to say to us. Our hearts to receive what you want to do in our lives tonight. This being our prayer night, Lord, we pray that you'll give us prayer. Give us prayer in the Holy Ghost. Lord, we pray that we just won't pray about any need that we can think of. But Lord, we pray that you will bring to our attention, our remembrance, the needs that need to be brought to the throne of grace tonight. Needs concerning the camp and the wonderful work that you're doing here in the lives of the children and all of us, Lord. Lord, needs regarding our home churches and our families. Oh, Lord, whatever it may be, we just ask that you will bring us into tune with your Spirit, and we pray that you will anoint us, enabling us to pray in the power of the Holy Ghost. Lord, we thank you. Thank you for prayer. Thank you for an open heaven. Thank you, Lord, that you have ordained that as your people call upon you, that you respond and you work. You make changes, meet needs, and change lives. We know also that as we pray, Lord, you change us. And sometimes that's where the greatest change needs to be. And so, Lord, we commit this time to you. Have your way. And let Jesus really be manifest among us. We ask it in your wonderful name. All because of you, Lord. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Anybody have a song you'd like us to sing? From one of these books?
90.
90?
Living for Jesus.
Very good. Thank you. Number 90. 64.
Beautiful song.
And Janet's testimony, and many of ours as well. It is a beautiful prayer. For these that you've brought to us, and we thank you first of all for our sister Lily and for her love for you and your people, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for the work of grace that we see in her life from year to year, that you keep her loving you, serving you, seeking you, shining for you, Lord. And we just pray that you will bless her tonight and as she returns home, perhaps. We pray that you'll go before her, and we pray that your presence will go with her, and that you will just cause her to enjoy Jesus more, cause the light of Jesus to shine more brightly in her heart and through her life. Lord, to her family, Lord, we know that the Petfields have a real burden for their families. They thank you for all that they've done, and they want to see you do more, and the children and grandchildren. And we understand that, Lord, as parents, and we stand with them We need to pray for each other's children and grandchildren. And we thank you for all that you're doing, for all the prayers that have been offered, and for all the answers that are coming our way. And so, Lord, we just commit her to you and pray that you will cover her with your precious blood and keep her rejoicing and keep her looking to Jesus. Bless Lee and Janet and Lee and Lucy and Luke. We thank you for all that you're doing in this family and for the love that you've put in their hearts for yourself. We thank you, Lord, that at home they have opportunity to seek you at church, at Christian school, and then that they come to camp and spend time in these meetings and just waiting upon you. We thank you, Lord, for all that you've been doing for them these years. And we know that you have more, and we believe that even their time at camp now is just a preparation for greater things to come and in each of their lives. And so reveal yourself more greatly to each one of them. Make yourself more precious, Lord, and cause their love for Jesus to warm others toward you. Lord, make them a blessing, as Janet has expressed in this desire to sing, to have this song sung. Lord, let them reflect your grace so that others may see Jesus in them. Even in the young ones, Lord, we know that you can do that. We pray in your precious name. Amen.
Mercy there was great and grace was free. Pardon there was multiplied to me. Salvation's prayer, all the grace.